Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Spend some time talking about the atrocities of the voting rights suppression laws in Georgia that were just passed. There are many of them, but among the worst were making it a felony to give somebody water, a glass of water. They're waiting in line on a hot Georgia day for 5 hours at a polling site because there are insufficient machines and they break down mysteriously in Democratic areas. Democratic congresswoman, and who's also chairman of the Democratic Party in Georgia, had to stand in line for 5 hours and was given water. Unconstitutional, but the worst was taking away the power of the Secretary of State and county elections boards and investing it in the state legislature, the gerrymandered right-wing Republican state legislature, to determine who won, to do the certification. And they said last time Trump won, but Reffensberger, the Secretary of State, said no, he didn't, and he's the one that had the authority. He's a Republican. He voted for Trump. But he said, look, here, we have three recounts, one of them by hand. What you have is you basically have the downtown Klan is what they are. They're going to control the machines, the ballots. They're going to inspect them themselves and they'll disappear. These people are bad news. Very bad news. Very, very bad news. But there's bad news in Texas, too. We started in Georgia. We mentioned Mississippi. Remember, we mentioned Cindy Hyde Smith, who doesn't believe in the separation of church and state. She's a senator. She said that the Old Testament precludes Sunday voting. The Old Testament, she said, precludes Sunday voting. The Old Testament, first of all, we believe in separation of church and state. I don't care what it says. But secondly, it talks about the Sabbath, doesn't say Sunday. People celebrate the day of rest, the Sabbath, on different days. But more importantly, so what? So what? We believe in separation of church and state. She doesn't. But let's go over to Texas. Excellent interview. Excellent interview about that circumstance. Also an atrocity. It takes 8.5 hours to drive from El Paso to Austin. 8.5 hours. A long time ago, to drive from Kenosha to Superior took about 7, 7.5 hours. Then when the highway up through Eau Claire and then up through Chippewa Falls, then all the way up to Superior came, you lop off quite a bit. So that gives you an idea of what 8.5 hours is. A bunch of people decided to drive to testify against a repressive voter rights suppression law at the state legislature in Austin. They drove 8 hours from El Paso. They got there. Chairman of the committee, right-wing gerrymandered Republican, called it off, wouldn't let them testify. They rammed this thing through, basically in secret, in one day. And it has a lot of things that are very similar to Georgia and everywhere else. It's almost impossible to vote by mail or vote absentee. It also is almost impossible to vote early. Also, there are going to be very, very restricted and few drop boxes, few polling places. There's no guarantee that there are going to be adequate voting machines or that they're going to work in Democratic areas. This is essentially a communist or jihadist sort of fake election down there, is what they're trying to set up. Well, there are a couple of things that are distinctive about different states that are especially bad. And here is one about Texas. And Iowa has flirted with this too. And here's what it is. It will be a felony for a public official to alter or deviate in any way, no matter what the circumstances, the strict rules set down by the legislature. And it will be a felony if somebody inadvertently violates a technical election law. Now, what does that mean? To give you an example, in Pennsylvania, because of COVID, they had a law that said that absentee ballots had to be returned by election day, November 3rd. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court looked at it and said, well, because of COVID and slow mail deliveries, remember that crooked Louis DeJoy had destroyed and shredded over 700 mail sorters that did something like 30 to 50,000 pieces of mail an hour, largely impacting large cities. Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, okay, as long as it's postmarked by that date and gets there within a few days, that will be counted. If the Supreme Court in Texas did that, they would be committing a felony. If somebody who's a poll worker, the law is that if you're in line at the polls, at the time they close, you can still vote. A lot of these lines stretch for blocks. If a poll worker cut off the line somewhere that the state legislature said was wrong, in other words, somebody is running through the park and gets there just in time or a second late and they're in felony. The judgment of the legislature superimposed on everything. So local election officials doing just ministerial common sense things to usher this thing along are going to be worried that they've committed a felony. And down there, remember we talked yesterday about the crooked guy in Tulia up in the panhandle near Amarillo, Tulia, Texas, who indicted and criminally charged 10% of the African-American citizens in the town. All law-abiding citizens falsely said that they had tried to sell him cocaine. They didn't find any cocaine. One guy got 300 years. Texas uses the appearance of democracy and the appearance of due process to punish racial minorities and also to punish any attempt at democracy that might unseat them from power. It's a characteristic of authoritarian societies. Every authoritarian society in the world, communist, jihadist, African, Asian, Middle East, everything, pretends to have elections. They pretend to, some of them have adopted the U.S. Constitution. They snicker. They do not enforce it. Texas is the same. So these local elected officials are going to wonder, if I make a mistake and let a guy stay in the line, I mean, I didn't physically see him join the line, polls are closed, am I going to go to prison? And they hand down big prison terms, 300 years, 20 years, destroy your life. So they, to suck up to the legislature, are going to be disposed to crack down on voting if there's any judgment to be exercised. And if I were a judge down there, I would be concerned, because until the U.S. Supreme Court says that this is baloney, Texas will prosecute its judges and prosecutors if they have to. That's the way they are. There are a lot of good people in Texas. I've served with them in the Navy. I know a lot of good people down there. The culture under the Republican Party with Ted Cruz. There's a attorney general named Paxton, who's very bad news. The governor's bad news. They're all bad news. They do not believe in democracy. They do not believe in the peaceful transfer of power. Beto O'Rourke, I think, got, 48% of the vote against Ted Cruz? Beto O'Rourke leading an effort to resist this, crack down on it. He leads a posse up El Paso to Austin 8.5 hours, and they throw him out, say you can't testify. Okay, that's where you have it down there. And you're going to have that even more. You are going to have it in Michigan, or attempts at it, in Iowa. Voss has already put in proposals that are similar, not identical, but similar. Evers can veto it, but what if you're in a state that doesn't have a Democratic governor? Michigan has a Democratic governor. Pennsylvania does, but Iowa doesn't. Kim Reynolds and the Iowa governor is bad news. Very bad news. We are in a protracted civil war in this country in all but name. And it's based on voting rights, and it's going to be based ultimately on how the elections in 2022 are handled. So be careful, be very careful, and be aware of all of this. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. We have about a minute and a half to the break. Let me know what you think, and I'll respond to it after the break.
Well, Matt, how fast can we get Washington, D.C. Statehood? Because you can't trust Manchin to be on board with anything on voting rights either, in my mind.
Right.
And we'd have, for sure, we'd have two United States senators that it would be in the Democratic column, I'm certain of. And then we wouldn't have to deal with this nonsense of appeasing him on every move we make.
Good point. Yeah, I think, and I'm going to address that after the break, going to the break. But here's the thing, Dick, you're right. First of all, they should have statehood for a lot of reasons. And frankly, if the Republican Party cleaned up his act and acted like an American party, they could aspire to get some seats like that. Right now, for a Jim Crow party, which is what they're reverting to, they're not going to get him. I strongly support statehood. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Thanks for calling, Dick. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.